shut. 'Cause where the world's thin, even the wrong thought can make the link.
Oh.
Verence felt the conversation had orbited back to that area where he could make a contribution.
Stupidly, he said.
Calling them. Attracting them.
Oh. So, what do I do?
Just go on raining. I think we're safe. They can't get through. I've stopped the girls, so there'll be no more channeling. You keep this one firmly under lock and key, and don't tell Magrat. No sense in worrying her, is there? Something came through, but I'm keeping an eye on it.
Granny rubbed her hands together in grim satisfaction.
I think I've got it sorted, she said.
She blinked. She pinched the bridge of her nose.
What did I just say? She said.
You said you thought you'd got it sorted, said the King.
Granny Weatherwax blinked.
That's right, she said. I said that. Yes, and I'm in the castle. Yes, aren't I? Yes.
Are you all right, Mistress Weatherwax?
Asked the King, his voice taut with sudden worry.
Fine, fine, fine. In the castle. And the children are all right, too?
Sorry?
She blinked again.
What?
You don't look well.
Granny screwed up her face and shook her head.
Yes, the castle. I'm me. You're you. Githa's upstairs with Magrat. That's right.
She focused on the King.
Just a bit of overtiredness there. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about at all.
Nanny Ogg looked doubtfully at Magrat's preparation.
A mouldy bread poultice don't sound very magical to me, she said.
Goody Wemper used to swear by it, but I don't know what we can do about the coma.
Magrat thumbed hopefully through the crackling ancient pages. Her ancestral witches had written things down pretty much as they occurred to them, so that quite important spells and observations would be interspersed with comments about the state of their feet.
It says here, the smally, pointy stones sometimes found are known as elf shot, being the heads of elf arrows from times past.
That's all I can find. And there's a drawing. But I've seen these little stones around too.
Oh, there's lots of them, said Nanny, bandaging dear Amanda's shoulder. Dig 'em up all the time in my garden.
But elves don't shoot people. Elves are good.
Oh, they probably just fired at Esme and the girl in fun, like.
But look, dear, you're going to be queen. It's an important job. You look after the king now, and let me and Esme look after other stuff. Being queen? It's all tapestry and walking round in unsuitable dresses. I know Granny. She doesn't like anything that's got style and grace. She's so sour.
I dare say she's got her reasons, said Nanny amiably. Well, that's got the girl patched up. What should we do with her now?
We've got dozens of spare bedrooms, said Magrat, and they're all ready for guests. We can put her in one of them. Nanny?
Yes?
Would you like to be a bridesmaid?
Not really, dear. Bit old for that sort of thing,
Nanny hovered.
There isn't anything you need to ask me, though, is there?
What do you mean?
What with your mum being dead, and you having no female relatives and everything?
Magrat still looked puzzled.
After the wedding is what I'm hinting about, said Nanny.
Oh, that! No, most of that's being done by a caterer. The cook here isn't much good at canapes and things.
Nanny looked carefully at the ceiling.
And what about after that, she said, if you catch my meaning?
I'm getting a lot of girls in to do the clearing up. Look, don't worry. I've thought of everything. I wish you and Granny wouldn't treat me as if I didn't know anything.
Nanny coughed.
You a man, she said. Been around a bit, I expect. Been walking out with dozens of young women, I've no doubt.
Why do you say that? I don't think he has. Fools don't have much of a private life, and of course he's been very busy since he's been king. He's a bit shy with girls.
Nanny gave up.
Oh, well, she said. I'm sure you'll work it out as you...
Granny and the king reappeared.
How's the girl? Said Granny.
We took out the arrow and cleaned up the wound anyway, said Magrat. But she won't wake up. Best if she stays here.
You sure? Said Granny. She needs keeping an eye on. I've got a spare bedroom.